RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The Six World Sport for All or TAFISA Games 2016 is to show the ability of individuals of all differences. Indonesia asked Japan to work on Jakarta-Surabaya train project. Rights group urges government to include death penalty moratorium in law reform package. Now the news in detail. The Six World Sport for All or TAFISA Games 2016 is an international organization established in Frankfurt, Germany in 1991. The organization is in charge of sport activities and recreational games. The Six TAFISA in Ancol, Jakarta held more than 80 kinds of sport and games in the opening ceremony on Saturday night at Ancol, Jakarta, which was attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla. The president of TAFISA, Juho Chang, said that all activities in TAFISA aim to unite all communities, ethnicities, religions, sex, and show the ability of every individual.
The TAFISA World Sportsball Games are open to everyone, regardless of age, sex, religion, and ethnicity. We welcome everyone who loves to play sports and whoever loves to make friends. Everyone has the right to promote their healthy body and mind.
On the occasion, Juho Chang also expressed his gratitude to the President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, who has fully supported TAFISA mainly by raising the issue of traditional games. Juho Chang also said that TAFISA have the full support of the International Olympic Committee, ICO, and UNESCO. He also confirmed the unity and diversity jargon can continue in TAFISA. The Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said on Saturday that Indonesia had invited Japan to submit proposals to work on a railway line connecting Jakarta to its second biggest city, Surabaya. The project aims to slash journey time by more than half to around 5 hours on the roughly 600-kilometer route. Budi Karya Sumadi said in his first interview with foreign media since taking office in late July that Japan could provide a loan for the project. Construction could be carried out through a partnership between Japanese and Indonesian companies. He explained that Indonesia is giving the priority to Japan and the project could include building a new line, upgrading existing tracks, and supplying the rolling stock. Japan has historically been one of Indonesia's biggest investors, but was dealt a blow last year when it awarded China a high-speed train project linking the capital with the city of Bandung. A legal rights group has urged the Indonesian government to include a moratorium on the death penalty in law reform package expected to be released this month. The government is currently preparing the package, which officials have said would focus on improving legal instruments, law enforcement institutions, and also legal culture. The Institute for Criminal Justice Reform said the government could begin reforming the country's legal system by imposing a moratorium on the death penalty. The Institute Executive Director Supriyadi Ediono said on Friday, October the 7th, that as the most severe from punishment, the imposition of the death penalty must comply with much higher standards. In its call for the moratorium, the Jakarta-based group cited unfair trials, a problem it said has been rampant in cases that resulted in the imposition of the death penalty. The government executed 4 inmates by firing squad in a third round of executions 3 months ago. 14 other drug convicts were executed last year, some of them foreign nationals. This week, Indonesia will hold an Indonesian Film Week in New York, USA, which will be combined with Tasting Indonesian Coffee. The event is organized by Indonesian Film Society Forum in New York, supported by the Consulate General of Indonesia. Chairman of the organizing committee, Lutfi Kurniawan, through email in Jakarta on Saturday said that the 5 feature films and 4 short films will be screened on Saturday and Sunday New York time at the Anthology Film Archives Theater with a capacity of 187 people. 2 of the short films have won the international awards. He explained that Mariam of 2014 by Sidi Saleh was crowned as the best short film at the Horizonte 71 Mostra Internacional d'Arte Cinematografica 2014 in Venice, Italy, while Prenja in the Year of Monkey 2016, directed by Vregas Batu Teja, appeared as the winner of the Leica Cine Discovery Prize Best Short Film, the 55th Semaine de la Critique in Cannes Film Festival this year. As a country with the world's largest Muslim population, Indonesia is also a huge market for halal products. Former Deputy Minister for Tourism Sapta Nirwandar said on Friday, October the 7th, that many international companies have already observed this fact and have been marketing their products in the country. Indonesia's own halal products have also been increasingly popular. Sapta, who is also chairman of the Indonesian Halal Lifestyle Center, a non-profit organization aimed at promoting halal products and services, said that Indonesia's halal foods, Sharia banking, and Islamic fashion industry have grown rapidly in the last 5 to 6 years. This shows a great market potential. To address the market demand, the organization launched the Indonesia International Halal Lifestyle Expo and Conference at the Ciputra Artpreneur Center in South Jakarta on Thursday. Nearly 40 companies from the banking, food, fashion, cosmetics, and tourism industries are participating in the 3-day event, each of them offering their Sharia-compliant products and services. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The 6th World Sport for All Games or TAFISA Games 2016 to show the ability of individuals of all differences. Indonesia asked Japan to work on Jakarta-Surabaya train projects. Rights groups urge government to include death penalty moratorium in law reform package. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Central Kalimantan. The Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, Nyaru Menteng, in collaboration with the Natural Resources Conservation Center of Central Kalimantan, released 8 orangutans back to their habitat in Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park in Katingan. This foundation has released 222 orangutans into the jungle in Central Kalimantan and East Kalimantan since 2012. Head of the Communication Division Nyaru Foundation, Monterado Friedman, said that this activity is an advanced stage of orangutan rescue and rehabilitation process that lasts for 7 to 8 years. He hopes in their new habitat, orangutans will be able to form a new wild populations. Next news comes from Manado. On Thursday, October the 6th, Manado Mayor Vicky Lumentut sent off a procession of 2,500 Catholic youth from all over Indonesia, participants of the Indonesian Youth Day. They left from Koni Sario Field, Manado, to Klabat Stadium, where a great mass was held. Local Organizing Committee of the Sacred Heart Parish, Karombasan, Devi Paulus Kumaat said the procession would be followed by the Great Mass led by the Bishop of Manado, Monsignor Joseph Suatan, in Klabat Stadium. The congregation came from 37 dioceses throughout Indonesia, each wearing traditional dresses from their respective areas. She added that aside from all over Indonesia, there were also special participants from dioceses in Kinabalu, Malaysia, so the event was very lively. The last news comes from Bandar Lampung, Lampung Province. Scouts in Bandar Lampung broke the record of the Indonesian World Record Museum, MURI, in the Semapur Game category with 25,000 participants in the commemoration of the 55th anniversary of the Indonesian Scout. Representative of Indonesian World Record Museum MURI, Triyono, in Bandar Lampung on Monday said the calculation pattern used manual systems and motorcycles for verification. According to him, it was the first Semapur record in Indonesia, and he was pleased to note that the number of participants exceeded the targets set from 10,000 people to 25,000 people. That was news from Indonesia, which presented a variety of interesting information from the archipelago Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state and the past as recorded in history. Let's start with 1967. A day after being captured, Marxist revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara is executed for attempting to incite revolution in Bolivia. 14, 1928, and died on October 9, 1967, commonly known as El Che or simply Che, was an Argentine Marxist revolutionary, physician, author, guerrilla leader, diplomat, and military theorist. A major figure of the Cuban Revolution, his stylized visage has become a ubiquitous countercultural symbol of rebellion and global insignia in popular culture. His burgeoning desire to help overturn what he saw as the capitalist exploitation of Latin America by the United States prompted his involvement in Guatemala's social reform under President Jacobo Arbenz, whose eventual CIA-assisted overthrow at the behest of the United Fruit Company solidified Guevara's political ideology. Later in Mexico City, he met Raúl and Fidel Castro, joined their 26th of July movement, and sailed to Cuba aboard the yacht Granma with the intention of overthrowing U.S.-backed Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista. Guevara left Cuba in 1965 to foment revolution abroad, first unsuccessfully in Congo, Kinshasa, and later in Bolivia, where he was captured by CIA-assisted Bolivian forces and summarily executed. The magazine named him one of the 100 most influential people of the 20th century, while an Alberto Korda photograph of him titled Guerrillero Heroico was cited by the Maryland Institute College of Art as the most famous photograph in the world. Next is from 2012. Members of the Pakistani Taliban make a failed attempt to assassinate an outspoken schoolgirl. Malala Yousafzai was born on July 12, 1997. She is a Pakistani activist for female education and the youngest ever Nobel Prize laureate. She is known mainly for human rights advocacy, for education, and for women in her native Swat Valley in northwest Pakistan, where the local Taliban had at times banned girls from attending school. Yousafzai Akhozkasi has since grown into an international movement. Her family runs a chain of schools in the region. In early 2009, when she was 11 or 12 years, Yousafzai wrote a blog under a pseudonym for the BBC Urdu detailing her life under Taliban occupation, their attempts to take control of the valley, and her views on promoting education for girls in the Swat Valley. The following summer, journalist Adam B. Elik made a New York Times documentary about her life as the Pakistani military intervened in the region. Yousafzai rose in prominence, giving interviews in print and on television, and she was nominated for the International Children Peace Prize by South African activist Desmond Tutu. On the afternoon of October 9, 2012, a gunman pointed a pistol at her and fired 3 shots. One bullet hit the left side of her forehead, traveled under her skin through the length of her face, and went into her shoulder. In the days immediately following the attack, she remained unconscious and in critical condition, but later her condition improved enough for her to be sent to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham, England for intensive rehabilitation. On October the 12th, a group of 50 Muslim clerics in Pakistan issued a fatwa against those who tried to kill her, but the Taliban reiterated their intent to kill Yousafzai and her father, Ziauddin Yousafzai. The assassination attempt sparked a national and international outpouring of support for Yousafzai. Deutsche Welle wrote in January 2013 that Yousafzai may have become the most famous teenager in the world. United Nations Special Envoy for Global Education, Gordon Brown, launched a petition in her name demanding that all children worldwide be in school by the end of 2015. It helped lead to the ratification of Pakistan's first right to education bill. She was the winner of Pakistan's first National Youth Peace Prize and the recipient of the 2013 Sakharov Prize. In July that year, she spoke at the headquarters of the United Nations to call for worldwide access to education. In February 2014, she was nominated for the World Children's Prize in Sweden. In May 2014, she was granted an honorary doctorate by University of King's College in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Later in 2014, Yousafzai was announced as the co-recipient of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize, along with Kailash Satyarthi, for her struggle against the suppression of children and young people and for the right of all children to education. Age 17 at that time, Yousafzai became the youngest ever Nobel Prize laureate. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with highlight of this week. This time it's titled President Watches Angkasa Yuda Combat Exercise 2016 in Natuna. Dozens of Indonesian Air Force fighter planes, among others Sukhoi MK-2730 and F-16 Fighting Falcons, were in action in the air. The dogfight was performed by a single Sukhoi Su-30 and two F-16. In addition, a Hawk 100-200 and T-50I Golden Eagle and a Super Tucano were also in a show force bombarding targets in the Natuna Sea. President Joko Widodo watched the action in Angkasa Yuda Combat Exercise 2016 in Natuna Regency Riau Islands on Thursday, October 6. In the event, the president was conferred an honorary Air Force Wing badge. The exercise was held on the 71st anniversary of the military. Besides watching the combat exercise, President Joko Widodo also inaugurated a new terminal in Ranai Airport, Natuna. The president hoped that the airport could support the mobility of people and goods flow from not to Na to another place because the president said interprovincial and interdistrict connectivity is an essential element to win the global competition. He said the airport is the result of a cooperation between the Natuna Regency government and the Air Force. President Joko Widodo said that the government is intensifying a massive development. Physical infrastructure such as airports, ports, and electricity are important. However, the construction of social infrastructures is also important as education, health, and culture. President Joko Widodo's visit to Natuna is the second time since last June the president held a cabinet meeting in KRI Imam Bonjol Warship amid rampant illegal fishing by the Chinese in the region. Meanwhile, Chairman of Commission 1 of the Parliament Abdul Haris Al-Mashari appreciated Angkasa Yuda Combat Exercise 2016 in Natuna. With Natuna as one of the outermost points of Indonesia, this exercise gives a signal to those who try to disturb the sovereignty of Indonesia that Natuna is part of the sovereignty of the Republic of Indonesia. The same thing is said by Edi Prasetyono, a defense expert. He said the combat exercise in Natuna is proof that Indonesia views Natuna as a strategic area. Edi Prasetyono, who is also chairman of the graduate program of the Department of International Relations, University of Indonesia, said whether there is a problem in the South China Sea or not, a military exercise in Natuna asserted the existence of Natuna in Indonesia as the first line of defense in the maritime heart of Southeast Asia. That was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. The Sixwood Sport for All or TAFISA Games 2016 is an international organization established in Frankfurt, Germany in 1991 in charge of sport activities and recreational games. The sixth TAFISA in Ancol, Jakarta had more than 80 kinds of sport and games. The Transport Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said on Saturday that Indonesia had invited Japan to submit proposals to work on a railway line connecting Jakarta to its second biggest city, Surabaya. A legal rights group that has urged the Indonesian government to include a moratorium on the death penalty in a law reform package expected to be released this month. This week, Indonesia will hold an Indonesian Film Week in New York, USA, which will be combined with tasting Indonesian coffee. As a country with the world's largest Muslim population, Indonesia is also a huge market for halal products. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to enjoy the beautiful Kalimantan Beach in East Lombok. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Kalimantan Beach is a coastal tourist area located in the southern part of Lombok, precisely in the Pemongkong village, Jerowaru sub-district, East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara province. The distance from the airport to the beach is about 92 kilometers or less than 2.5 hours drive. Kalimantan Beach can be reached from the city of Mataram, eastwards towards East Lombok in about 1 hour, then continue towards the south through the district Sikur, Sakra, Kruak, Jerowaru, Pemongkong, Kalimantan with additional travel time of about 90 minutes. Kalimantan Beach that has the characteristic of what is known as sand and paper color and well-preserved coral reefs, the latter makes Kalimantan a popular site for snorkeling, while the ocean waves there are qualified enough for surfing activities. Kalimantan coastline is quite long, about 2 kilometers. The water surface is very calm with waves quiet far from the beach. Its topography is somewhat unique, a combination of coast and some hills. Kalimantan Beach is also very clean and free of garbage. Here you can enjoy it with satisfaction without being disturbed by the presence of garbage. Kalimantan Beach is within approximately 2 to 3 hour drive from downtown Mataram. You have to bring your own vehicle because there is no public transportation here. Once you arrive at the beach, you will be surprised because the atmosphere around the beach is so quiet, like a deserted area. No shop nor store. Here you will not find many visitors, and you will not find a hotel or inn either. You will even find there is no fishing or seaweed farmer activities. So peaceful, isn't it? It's true that there are not many trees here, so that during the day you will feel the hot sunshine. But the waves on the surface of the water is calm, so you can expel the heat of the sun by swimming or snorkeling because the beauty of the underwater view in Kalimantan Lombok is quite amazing. Towards the evening, the mood will change drastically. The scenery of very exotic sunset will make you unwilling to leave this beach. The beautiful view of Kalimantan's beach culminated in the evening because you can watch the unbelievable, amazing golden sunset scenery. Imagine you can see the beautiful view of the deserted beach just like being at your own private beach, isn't it? To enjoy the Kalimantan beach to the fullest, it is recommended that you bring your own food and drinks because, as said before, there are no stalls nor shops. And since it is pretty hot there, you should not forget to put some sunscreen and wear sunglasses as well as a hat or head covering. And another important thing is do not swim too far because here there is no lifeguard. That was Indonesian Wonder featuring Kalimantan Beach in East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Until tomorrow with another interesting topics.
Music. Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Every Word Service Voice of Indonesia, it is a pleasure to meet you in our daily program, Miss Leni. Today's edition is about Indonesia host Tavisa Games 2016. Indonesia hosts the Sport and Recreational World Festival, or TAFISA, or the Association for International Sport for All World Game 2016 in Ancol, Jakarta on October 6 to 12, 2016. Around 74 countries are participating in activities which uses NFC, or Near Field Communication. It is supporting security technology and visitor management. NFC has been used in the Olympic 2016, which is located in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The application of NFC is really useful to facilitate non-cash transactions, buses, accommodations, arrangements, and facilitate mobility. This year, the TAFISA theme, Culture of Technology, Great Indonesia. Minister of Youth and Sports Affairs Imam Nahrawi said that the opportunity to host the TAFISA Games 2016 is very rare, which could not happen in the next 5 or 10 years. Participants from various countries that joined the event are expected to build the culture, tourism, and cultural values in Indonesia. He viewed that TAFISA 2016 is expected to be a revival momentum of Indonesian sports. TAFISA Games 2016 presents various agendas that can be watched and followed by people in Jakarta and surrounding areas, including a number of championships, the competition whose categories are action sports, extreme sports, adventure sports, and esports, and also agenda for people with disabilities. TAFISA Games 2016 also held third GOIFEX, an exhibition of fitness, sport, and international health. Besides, TAFISA Games also presents the special event, which is a trial of solving the world record largest kite lift, the highest student playing stilts, and dancing Zumba of 14,000 people. For water sports, the participants are given a chance to dive with hundreds of national and foreign divers in Kepulauan Seribu. Also, other activities such as martial arts competitions and other martial arts from many countries. Not only people from some countries who participate in this event, but also representative of the provinces in Indonesia. The chairman of the committee of TAFISA Games 2016, Haryono Isman, said that executive committees of TAFISA 2016 tightened the safety for participants due to the fact that this event is different from sports that have time entry by name. In the face of recreational sports, participants can actually come later and sometimes have not been registered before. He said that the committees cooperated with a number of parties, including Migration and National Anti-Narcotics Agency, to prevent unwanted things. Listen listener, that was the end of Miscellany for today's edition. We'll see you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Sergei Tomchak from Moscow, Russia. He was listening to our English program through frequency of 9525 kHz at 1330 hours until 1400 hours UTC on 19 July 2016. And the SINPO was 35433. In his email, Mr. Sergei Tomchak said that fair signal quality with moderate fading and minor noise. Hello, Mr. Sergei Tomchak. Thank you very much for your reception report of our broadcast. We are glad because our broadcast can be heard fair in your country. As information, besides through frequency 9525 kHz, you can also monitor our radio through audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Especially English program, you can tune in en.voi.co.id. As your request, we'll send our KSL card to your home as soon as possible. Thank you. Well, Mr. Sergei Tomchak, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Terdalam yang pernah ku rasa, hasratku hanyalah untukmu, terukir manis dalam renunganku. Jiwamu, jiwaku menyatu, biarkanlah ku rasakan hangatnya sentuhan kasihmu. Bawa daku, penuhiku, berilah diriku kasih putih di hatiku.
Ku datang padamu kekasihku,
ku curahkan isi jiwaku hanya dalam air hidup, kau bawa selamanya diriku. Biarkanlah ku rasakan hangatnya sentuhan kasihmu. Bawa daku, penuhiku, berilah diriku kasih putih di hatiku.
Oh, yeah.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Marfisi Stanislav from Russia. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through frequency 9525 kHz at 1820 until 1850 UTC with SINPO 45444. Hello, Mr. Marfisi Stanislav. How are you? We hope you are always in good condition. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Yes, your reception report is correct, and as our appreciation, we will fulfill your request. Well, Mr. Marfisi Stanislav, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Terima kasih.
are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Riaz Ahmad from Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast on 9th of August at 13 to 14 UTC. At the time, Mr. Riaz Ahmad monitored Exotic Indonesia jointly broadcast with RRI Kupang. He liked interesting segment of indigenous marriages and some unique traditions of big dowry. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for always sending your reception report of our broadcast. We are really sorry because we cannot explain a segment which was heard by you. This segment is produced by RRI Kupang. But you don't have to worry. We will deliver your request to RRI Kupang to explain about it. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Now is the time to embrace the dream. Sharing the love, the happiness. Together we'll strive to find glorious times. All dreams and wishes will come true. Climb so high up above the sky. Rise and fly and reach the stars. By the power of unity. Gaze and smile that makes us strong. With all our hearts, I know we won't fall. Keep the spirits up and we'll stand tall. Climb so high up above the skies. Rise and fly and reach the stars. By the power of
actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you very much for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. We appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Kusimpan masa demi masa, tak mudah tuk terlupa saat kau masih di sisi, hingga saat kau dengannya kadang ku menangis. Tetaplah diriku di sini, masih seperti yang dulu ku temui kau pun kembali untuk bersamaku lagi. Aku pun mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, percayalah hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hati. Aku pun tak mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku. Diriku di sini masih seperti yang dulu ku temui kau pun kembali untuk bersamaku lagi. Aku pun mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, percayalah hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku. Aku pun tak mengerti satu yang tak bisa lepas, bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku.
dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, akan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Oh. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.